Two Guys Weigh In Podcast, Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here once again. And Mitchell, episode number
13,
the lucky number.
Yep, lucky number 13.
And we're going to keep her rolling, right?
Absolutely.
Because Mitchell's internship is about up here at KLQP Radio.
Yep, I got about a week left, a time of recording, so.
And we're going to continue the podcast, I believe, or are we going to talk about that yet?
I plan on continuing the podcast.
Okay.
So, yeah, it should be good over the summer.
So what's it feel like to graduate from Wichita State then next month?
It'll feel good. It'll feel nice to be done with college.
Get into the real world now,
yep.
Huh?
And it'll be nice not to have to write as many papers as I used to. So just nice to get out
good
of doing the school routine and into the workforce. So that'll be good.
Of course, Two Guys Weigh In Podcast sponsored by
PK Egan's from Canby.
And we had so much fun last podcast, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We recorded our podcast in PK's in Canby, and we invited Brian McKean, the Vikeologist, to join us, and we talked about the NFL draft and what the Vikings should do in the first round, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we also ate a lot of pizza.
Yeah, we did.
That PK's pizza.
Probably one of the best parts you got for doing the podcast.
I got to talk to Corinne and try to come over there more often and record our podcast, and we get pizza.
Yep, I think we're planning on doing a post-draft.
Oh, that's right. We are.
Episode. I'm not sure if we've talked about that, but I think a week or two, I don't know, after the draft, we were going to think about back over there.
Yeah,
right?
And then we'll get Brian McKean's thoughts. Brian's a Viking expert. Brian should be general manager of the Vikings, and then he doesn't have to complain all the time.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it would be a good idea, and then you get the position and find out it's not as simple as just looking at a player and saying, yep, they'll work. So, but it'd be fun to try it at least once.
So we're planning on doing a post-draft podcast
then
on the Vikings. All right, we'll talk more about the draft here in a little bit. But, so what's happening in the sports world around here anyway in Southwest Minnesota?
Around here, we'll go through our upcoming broadcast schedule. This Thursday, April 18th, RCW will be playing at Lacaparo Valley in baseball, and that'll be the home opener for Lacaparo Valley at Madison Memorial Field. And this is after all the renovations that were done at the to the press box and to the surrounding stands. And
not completely done. No,
not completely done.
But enough that we can have fans come in and watch.
Yep, so it'll be enough to give fans an idea of how it's going to look for years to come. So it should be a lot of fun out there.
Breaking in a new press box.
Yep, that'll be Dick Newman and Bart Hill on the call for that game. So they'll get to see the new press box. And
I think I'm coming up there just to watch and just to get the feeling of the new press box. That'll be the third new press box I've broadcast from in Madison since I started broadcasting. So the first one is a little tiny thing behind home plate on top of the stands. Been there since the 50s, I guess. So that was my first one. So anyway, little tidbit there. Sorry. What else is on the broadcast?
On this upcoming Friday, so April 19th, you and I are going to be in Dawson Boyd for Minnesota at Dawson Boyd Baseball. That game that got rescheduled from April 16th, the Tuesday, because of the rain. And so we'll be in Dawson on Friday for that baseball game. And that should be a pretty good one. I think Dawson Boyd is doing pretty good in baseball right now. So
Minnesota is too.
Yep, it'll be a good one.
And when Minnesota and Dawson Boyd play each other, it doesn't matter what sport. Big rival, right?
Yep. One of the best parts of sports is the rivalries, and getting to see those two teams play each other is going to be a lot of fun.
And so that's a makeup from Tuesday, and it'll be Friday.
Yep.
In Dawson.
Yep. And I believe 4:30 in Dawson will be the first pitch. So, and then for next week on Tuesday we have McCray at Dawson Boyd in a doubleheader in softball, and that's again at Dawson Boyd. And then on Thursday we have a baseball game, McCray at Lacaparo Valley, so that'll be Lacaparo's second home game, I believe.
Yep.
And so they'll have another good one against McCray. And then on Saturday, something new, we will, you and
Hope Schmidt.
You and Hope Schmidt will be broadcasting from Lacaparle Valley for the first boys volleyball game. The boys volleyball is something new that started up this year, and Dawson Boyd has a team, Lacaparle has a team, so they're going to play.
And Wilmer.
And Wilmer has a team. And so on Saturday, April 27th at 10 o'clock a.m., Dawson Boyd will play Lacaparle Valley.
Yep, and then it's a tournament with Wilmer, too. So for those of you who don't know, the Minnesota High School League last fall, I think, approved a new sport, and that's boys volleyball, and it's going to be held in the spring every year. And so clubs and community ed groups are starting boys volleyball and hopefully turning that into a high school league and stuff out here in the out metro area. Of course, in the metro area, there's a lot of boys volleyball teams, high school boys volleyball teams. It really hasn't caught on out in outstate Minnesota yet. But looking forward to that. My very first boys volleyball broadcast.
Yep, it should be a very interesting thing. I think we haven't done that before, so something new for you.
Yeah, I crashed the practice the other day. Molly Hennen and Andrew Schmidt are kind of co-coaches, and got over 20-some boys out for that, so it's going to be fun. And Rhonda Olson-Nelson in charge of the one in Dawson. And so it'll be fun. Can't wait for that. And that's the 27th, right?
Yep, 27th.
All right. Anything else on sports broadcast?
That's it? I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So speaking of high school sports, I've been keeping my eye on Kaya Alderson, the RTR softball pitcher. What she has done to start the season is absolutely amazing. I keep talking about her because it's just so amazing. Through four games, she's had, I think, 54 strikeouts. That's an average of 14 strikeouts a game, folks. I don't think I've ever seen a softball pitcher do that.
Nope, that is a very impressive feat, and I think they're undefeated as of right now, I believe, and I think they've only given up 2 runs all year so far.
Yep, and a couple no-hitters by Kaya. So remember that name, Kaya Alderson from RTR. Also want to give a shout-out to Kip Stender and the Lacaparle Valley Girls Golf Team. This past week, they had a fundraiser at the Madison VFW, a stake fundraiser. A good crowd on hand there to listen to Dr. Yvonne Schmidt speak. Dr. Yvonne she's been blind since she's been 2 years old, and she has a lot of, she's a doctor, Dr. Acupuncture, and a marathon, she runs marathons, she's an Olympian, just an amazing person. And what a incredible speech she gave the other night to the Lacaparle Girls Golf Team. They are the defending state champions, Lacaparle Girls Golf Team, and she gave a great speech, a lot motivational speech. For someone who's that blind, she's really accomplished a lot in her life. So that was a lot of fun. And the steak was good, too. Supplied by the Country Butcher, I think.
That's always good. You get a good steak.
All right, what else we got to talk about, Mitchell?
Might as well shift over to some college records of some local teams that we got here. South Dakota State softball is 27-18, and they're on a 14-game winning streak, so they picked it up here once that conference play started. Minnesota State Mankato baseball is 23-11, and then Minnesota State Mankato softball is 35-11. So Mankato State softball, or Minnesota State Mankato softball, is having a pretty good season this year at 35 wins and only 11 losses. So
that's going on. Their season are kind of wrapping up, I think.
Softball should be coming up in a couple weeks.
College, small college,
The Gophers, I believe, when I looked, are hovering around 500 in both softball and baseball. Maybe a little worse for wear, but otherwise, that's about it for college sport updates.
Yep. What do we got? We got drafts coming up professionally.
The WNBA draft was Monday night. That was the 15th, I believe. The Minnesota Lynx had 2 selections in that draft. They had the number 8 overall pick, and then they had a third round pick. And they only do 3 rounds in the WNBA draft. And with the 8 overall pick, they selected a small forward, Alyssa Pilley, out of Utah. And with their third round pick, they selected a shooting guard out of Louisville, Kiki Jefferson. And, of course, Caitlin Clark went number one overall to Indiana. And Caitlin Clark will play in Minnesota against the Lynx on July 14th. So I have a lot of fans looking forward to that basketball game in July.
I think I'd like to attend that game. That'd be my first Lynx game I'd ever attended, but I'm sure probably sold out by now, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure once that those tickets go on sale, that'll go pretty quick.
Yeah, the Lynx really got a nice player, I think.
Yep, Alyssa Pilley out of Utah. She's a lot of dynamic scorer, so shot well from the field, so she should bring a good scoring contributions to the Lynx this year.
Yeah, on draft night, she represented, she's Samoan, I believe. And very proud of that. And boy, everyone's really cheering her on. So going to be fun to watch her. Yep. She'll be a big, bring a lot of physicality to the Lynx.
Yeah, hopefully the Lynx can get back to their winning ways like we saw in the early 2010s. And
I did not realize that the women's WNBA, they only play 40 games. Did you know that?
Yep, that's the summer league. So yeah. They're done August, I believe.
Yeah, they only play 40 games on the season. And then I saw Caitlin Clark's salary, $300,000+ that she gets, and that kind of just shocked me. I thought she'd be getting paid a lot more of that. The NBA players get, you know, millions of dollars, but they don't have the revenue that the NBA has, I would guess, huh?
Nope, not. It's quite a wide margin between WNBA and the NBA in terms of profit generation.
But Caitlin will get a lot of million-dollar endorsements, I'm sure, huh?
Yep. I also saw that the Big Three, the basketball league run by Ice Cube, he offered her a $5 million contract to come play for them. So it'll be interesting to see if she takes advantage of that or if she
what
just.
What is that league? 3-on-3?
It's a 3-on-3 league. It features a lot of ex NBA players, some overseas players, and some younger NBA players. I think it's a summer league type deal. And so. NBA players could almost do it in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. I've watched it a couple times and another sport to watch in the summer. So
okay, cool. All right, that's the WNBA draft and the NFL draft coming up.
Yeah, April 25th, next Thursday. So a lot of eyes will be on that to see what the Vikings do.
Who are you hoping for that the Vikings draft, Mitchell?
Oh, boy. Well,
you don't have a favorite?
Well, I have the people I would like them to draft, but I don't know. I'd like them to take Drake May, but I also feel like that could just be another Mitchell Trubisky situation, and I'm not really interested in seeing that happen again to the Vikings. They could take J.J. McCarthy. I don't really know if he's worth trading up for, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the Vikings do trade up, because I saw an article come out earlier this week that said general manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah wasn't interested in selling the farm for a top draft pick.
No.
And so if they don't get a deal that they like, they think they're going to stay at 11-23.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do trade up or if they just stay at where they are currently and let it play how it lies. Or
well, if they stay at 11, you know they're going to get a good quarterback either way, right?
If they stay at 11, I think they'll probably go defense.
Okay.
And so there's a couple of defensive linemen that would really help the Vikings. I think Byron Murphy Jr. Or no, not Byron Murphy Jr. He's their defensive back. Byron Murphy III, I believe, is a defensive lineman out of Texas. He had a really good season. And then edge rusher, obviously, I think Jared Verse out of Florida State, and then Dallas Turner out of Alabama. Those were two edge rushers that were I see a lot in mock drafts about the Vikings taking at 11. And then because I think after the first four quarterbacks, McCarthy, May, Daniels, and Williams, none of the other quarterbacks, I think, are really a first-round type.
Can help immediately.
Yeah, so I would say that they might have to trade into the second round if they want to get a quarterback there, but I think they'll probably end up waiting and taking a quarterback later in the draft.
Okay.
Or just going with Sam Darnold this year, which I'm not sure how I feel about that either, but it's interesting, you know.
I think Darnold's going to do okay. I really do. I think he's going to do okay with a new team, and I think he's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, I would. Well, I mean, I'd hope he'd be a surprise. Yeah. Because, I mean, he's in his mid-20s, so if he does well, we could get another 10 years out of him yet. Yep. If he does well. And so you know, just be nice to see the Vikings get this right for once, you know. It gets tiresome watching it happen year in and year out, well, where they just miss the mark a little bit. So
miss the mark a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited because I'm going to be at U.S. Bank Stadium for draft night. My son and my grandson are going, and I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a draft party.
Yeah, do they let you down on the field to watch?
You're on the field, and you can meet all the former Vikings and some Vikings, and they got games for kids and stuff like that. And I guess you just sit at a table, and they have the ESPN on the big
Jumbotrons,
and then we cheer and scream when the Vikings are on the clock.
Yep, and so it'll hopefully we'll see it pop up when the Patriots or the Cardinals pick that. Pick has been traded, and you see the Vikings logo pop up, and so that'll be nice to see.
Yep. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it sounds like
it'll be a lot of fun. Where's the draft party this year?
The draft, like, where's the draft being held this year?
Detroit.
Yep, Detroit.
Just came into my head. Yep. Detroit.
Did Brian say it was going to be in Green Bay next year?
Yeah, I think he did. He knows everything.
Yep, so it'll be interesting to see people go to Green Bay for the draft, and
yep.
Wonder when Minnesota's going to get the draft party or the draft next.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, we got it. Might as well touch on the Twins.
Why?
Yes,
they're
might
tanking
as well.
Already.
Well, at the time of recording, they're 6-9. We're fourth in the Central. Carlos Correa and Royce Lewis are injured and out for a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
The pitching's about as bad as you would expect from a Minnesota Twins baseball team. So, you know, a lot of fun with the Twins again.
Promise of the first couple games. Remember, they opened up in Kansas City and what they won, like,
two or three games? They won in Kansas City, but then again, Kansas City has been kind of down in the dumps ever since they won their World Series back in, was it 2011 or early 2010s, I think, is when they did it. But, so it'll be interesting. The defense doesn't sound like it's as good as it once was. And still a long season. They got, 15 games in, and it's a 182-game season, so a lot of baseball left.
Yeah, no, don't get down on them yet.
So. No, not yet. Then last topic, might as well discuss the Timberwolves. They finished the season with a regular season record of 56-26. It's the second most wins in a regular season all time. Their best season came in the 2003-2004 season. They went 58-24. They were the one seed that year in the West. And they ended up losing to the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. With the record this year, the Timberwolves clinched the 3 seed in the West. And they will play the Phoenix Suns in round 1 of the NBA playoffs. That is starting this Saturday, April 20th. And the Suns swept the Wolves in the regular season. The Wolves went 0-3 versus the Suns in the regular season. And each game they lost by double digits. So we'll see. It looks like could be another Minnesota playoff wonder. So
for sure. Yeah, the Suns beat them, like you said, 3 times this year.
Yep. Right? So.
And they beat them really bad just last week, I think.
Yeah, last week they were, was it like 14 points, I think?
Yep.
But we'll see. Playoffs are different than regular season, and get home field, or home court, I should say, advantage in the first round. So hopefully it goes well for them. And then I think they'll get to play the Nuggets in round 2.
Oh, the Nuggets.
Yep, Nuggets clinched the 2 seed, so we got to beat Denver.
All right. Well, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, right?
Yep. That's the best way to do it.
All right, we started a new thing on our podcast to salute a favorite fan or something like that. And who was our fan last week?
Our last fan was Gavin Abernathy, a Dawson Boyd graduate. He listens to us on Spotify, and he gave us his favorite sports movie, which was Miracle, when we were talking about sports movies a couple weeks ago. And big thanks to Gavin for listening to us.
Yeah, that was our most popular podcast, talking about sports movies. And I did watch Rudy the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then after Rudy, guess what was on?
Oh, probably.
Immediately after Rudy.
Hoosiers?
No, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Well, there you go.
So I watched them both. All right, and our fan this week, I'm going to give a shout-out to my son, Josh, who's a math teacher at Foley High School, and his son, and my grandson, Zane. And this is what they told me. They always look forward to our podcasts on Wednesdays because we
record on Wednesdays and then we post them on Wednesday.
We drop them. We drop it. That's the word to use.
I think so. That's what
you're supposed to say. Yep. We dropped it. We drop it on the podcast on Wednesday afternoon. So when they get out of school in Foley, they jump in their car to drive to St. Cloud because that's where they live. It's about 23 miles or something like that. And that's when they enjoy listening to our podcast on the way home on Wednesday. So I know they're listening now.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. And they like to give input, too, of our podcast. So.
Yep. So always welcome feedback. Help us improve.
Yep.
Try and get more listeners in.
Next week podcast, we're going to try to get another guest on.
Yep. I think we're going to try and get Bart Hill onto our podcast and talk all things sports with him and
baseball, mostly, probably.
Yeah, probably about why the Twins are bad and how they'll stay bad. But I suppose we should make just a quick note. Masters tournament in golf was this past weekend, and Scottie Scheffler won his second green jacket in 3 years. So, and I believe his wife was 9 months pregnant during the time of the Masters.
So she wasn't there, yeah.
Yep, so he'll have a lot of good fortune coming his way, so good to see for Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, I watched the Masters Sunday and always do, and it's kind of anticlimactic when he's up by 5-6 strokes, you know,
in the last few holes. Well, it was tight there for a little bit, and then Scottie proved why he's the number one player in the world at golf. So.
Yep, wish I could golf like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice to be able to do that.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell, appreciate that, and thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the Two Guys Weigh In podcast. This has been episode 13 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty, and a special thanks to PK Egan's of Campy.